The forum will look at AGOA's successes and challenges. U.S. Trade Representative Mike Froman will lead a delegation including officials from USAID and the Departments of State and Commerce. AGOA's successes are many. Since coming into force 12 years ago, it has boosted trade between the U.S. and sub-Saharan Africa. Today, the U.S. imports over $35 billion worth of goods from the continent, much of it natural resources, and non-oil imports have tripled. They include such value-added products as vehicles, apparel, manufactured goods, and processed agricultural products like fruits and nuts. In return, the U.S. exports $22 billion worth of goods to Africa. U.S. officials say the forum will provide an opportunity to evaluate AGOA and see how it can be improved to boost job creation, growth, and trade, especially in non-oil products. Florizel Lazier is the Assistant U.S. Trade Representative for Africa in the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. She and other government officials spoke about the conference in a recent State Department webcast.
We are now at a point where AGOA is scheduled to expire in 2015, and Ambassador Froman will be launching an extensive public review process to assess AGOA's successes as well as the areas for improvement as we seek to extend AGOA beyond 2015. The administration has already committed to have a seamless renewal of AGOA, but we want to make sure that we know all that AGOA has done. We want to know what the current challenges are to its further utilization. And this public review process will help us to do that. And, of course, all of this will be towards the end of working with the U.S. Congress because AGOA is their baby as well as ours.
The forum will also include an event arranged by the Ethiopian African Women's Entrepreneurship Program and a U.S. Sub-Saharan Africa Trade Exhibition arranged by the Ethiopian Chambers of Commerce and Sectoral Associations and the Corporate Council on Africa. John Anderson is the Acting Assistant Secretary for Market Access and Compliance with the U.S. Department of Commerce.
During this session, CCA will partner with the United States African private sectors, governments, and other stakeholders to provide a platform for companies to identify opportunities, execute deals, and network with African decision makers across many sectors. It will be dedicated to identifying opportunities for the United States and African private sectors to take full advantage of AGOA's benefits and collectively pursue approaches that could increase the flow of trade and investment into Africa.
The views of the U.S. Congress and the Obama administration will be an important part of forum sessions, as will be Africans' perspectives on AGOA and their goals for economic relations with the U.S. Ultimately, Congress will decide whether and for how long to extend the legislation. Legislators will be looking at the domestic benefits to the U.S. and to what extent Africans reciprocate by opening their own markets to American investors. Lazier says some will be comparing U.S. and European access to African markets now that many African governments are negotiating economic partnership agreements, or EPAs, with the European Union.
The Africans are negotiating two-way reciprocal agreements with the Europeans right now. Most of them are working on these. They're called economic partnership agreements. Those agreements are supposed to be finalized by 2014. So even before AGOA has ended this time, the Europeans are already going to be getting duty-free access or lower tariff access into African markets that we're interested in. So here's the question that people in Congress and our businesses are asking. Why should the United States, which also has an interest in African markets and also has partners in Africa and joint ventures in Africa, why should we continue to give access to the Africans duty-free into our market while they give better treatment to the Europeans into their markets? What's the reason why we would give them 10, 15, 20 more years of AGOA under those circumstances?
U.S. officials say the AGOA forum will also give them a chance to highlight Obama administration initiatives aimed at boosting investment and economic growth on the continent. That includes its Doing Business campaign, which helps U.S. businesses take advantage of investment opportunities in Africa. Lizier says an important part of the effort is using regional trade hubs in Kenya, Botswana, and Ghana to help small entrepreneurs understand AGOA and make their products competitive on the world market. The U.S. works to bring them to trade shows where they can meet U.S. buyers and potential partners for joint ventures.
I have been to a number of Ethiopian factories which have been started by Ethiopian Americans. People who lived here for 10, 15, 20 years have gone back to Ethiopia. One apparel factory that we went to is doing fantastically in shipping scrubs for people in the hospitals and stuff here, doing very, very well, as well as other products that they're doing. And that is an Ethiopian American that runs that. So I have been to a number of factories like that. In Ethiopia and in other countries that are AGOA eligible.
The AGOA Forum will also give the U.S. a chance to highlight its economic goals for Africa, including the creation of value-added products such as processed coffee, teas, or fruit juices for export rather than raw materials. Lizier adds that although China has exceeded the U.S. in overall trade with Africa, the U.S. still remains the continent's largest market for value-added products. Another goal is regional integration, which Lizier says would help create economies of scale for regions with small, fragmented, and often landlocked markets.
We in the U.S. are encouraging the Africans to do everything they can to liberalize their markets, to advance regional integration so that any of the companies looking at establishing a business in one country can say, okay, if I go into Burundi, I will also have access to Kenya and Rwanda and Uganda and Tanzania because the five of them are in a regional economic community together.
She says integration also brings African countries into the global value chain.
Maybe in 20 years, the automobiles coming into the U.S. will be made in Africa. But I'm saying even right now, to be frank, we have automobiles coming into the U.S. produced in South Africa. And one question for Lesotho and the countries surrounding South Africa now is, are there parts that you could make in that value chain that would go into automobiles that South Africa is shipping to the U.S. right now, BMWs and Mercedes-Benzes? Could you make the mirrors, you know, the rugs that go on the floor? Could Botswanan leather and Namibian leather go into the seats that are in those cars? And that's how the global value chains work.
39 African countries are currently taking advantage of duty-free exports to the United States under AGOA. Eligibility is based on a number of criteria related to good governance, including laws ensuring human and labor rights, steps towards opening the economy to trade and investment, and progress in fighting corruption. Lizier says eligibility is reviewed yearly, and countries that are not part of AGOA today can eventually take part if they make the necessary political and economic reforms. I'm William Eagle in Washington.